to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that burger flow. Father Fortin bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Burger nerd mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing more than new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Cheers, everybody. It's hump day, and it's another day on the patio. I am T, and each week I bring you the crazy shenanigans of these fellas that I'm sitting in a room with. It may look like we're in different rooms with different everything, but we're not. Well, we got a damn good show for y'all tonight. We got Grok Goes Crazy just before they released Grok 4.0. All these storms and flooding. Is there storm manipulation, Jamie? I know we used to always talk about conspiracy theories. We'll get into that and a whole lot more, and we're going to give an update on, what do we call it,
West Esperanza.
Father Fortenberry, how are you? I see a little West Esperanza.
I see a little West up in my viewing pleasure.
So that proves you are.
Cheers and masturbations. I mean, salutations.
It's hump day. How was your hump day?
Man, they're all terrible right now. But you know what?
Every day's a Monday.
But you know what? On Wednesdays, we get a drink with our friends.
We did that on Tuesday, too.
I do. You know what? I do. I like to drink my friends.
Wes is in studio.
Yes, I actually came back. Y'all didn't run me off. Not yet, anyway.
Why does the color look different now?
I don't know.
It did not look like it a while ago.
It looks different.
So, Wes, any updates on Wessapalooza?
Not yet.
Did I say it right? No, it wasn't Wessapalooza. West Brand's a god.
West Brand or Wessapalooza? I like them both.
I do, too.
Go with it. What do you call it? If you get a bite or you get a hit or what?
We got Burning West.
What about
West? Nibble.
What also
Nibble. Burning West.
Burning West.
I also like West.
I don't like that one. I think
that would attract a different crowd.
I also like Western Sizzling.
Oh.
That's what we're going to use on the first line.
Western Sizzling.
Gary, I got you all over the place.
Oh, man. Whoa.
You got me in there, too.
Way far back, guys.
That just proves we're all in the same room together.
We are in the same room. That conspiracy has been debunked.
His camera made him look beautiful. Look at his eyes.
I worked hard on his camera earlier. I thought I did Marty's, but y'all see he had a jack with it after he got
there. He's giving that motoring look.
I tell you, whatever settings I put on your camera.
Dude, you look way better on camera than in real life.
That's a lot.
You know what else I did? I swished it down so it don't look fat.
So
it gave me better.
Well, you put spread my part where I look fat.
I went from a double wide to a single wide.
So, Gary, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. I'm tired. Had a long day.
Yeah, he sent us a message earlier today, guys, that he was running around the neighborhood, and we thought he literally meant he was just doing errands right now. He was running
around the neighborhood
with a weighted vest.
Now that's not Miss Ford, but that's me having poor etiquette.
Poor patio.
That was Yanku calling.
Oh, I like Yanku. Yanku's a good guy.
One of the very few African Americans I know that's white.
Bourbon nerd. What's going on, nerd?
Oh, my camera looking good. I guess. How y'all doing?
You're a little bluer. He didn't want to be red, so he's a little bluer.
Yeah. Thank y'all for watching. Let me see. Today wasn't a bad day.
Calm down.
Seemed like I had two Mondays, though.
I've had about a month of Mondays.
Two Mondays don't make it right.
Hey, y'all know what happens in a week from today?
If we
go live Monday, we will. Huh. If we miss Monday, it won't be a week from today. But we're going to say it is. A week from today, we will be live with episode 300. You believe we've made? That's only 300 of the podcast. They're like 700 videos.
We should reenact the movie 300.
We should.
Jamie, you could be Leonidas.
What's the dude with the nose rings and
What was his name?
Xerxes.
I'll block out the soul. I don't remember that dude from Stripes.
I'm gonna say this is the patio. It kicks somebody into a hole. I'm gonna dig a hole.
We'll block out the patio with their
in front of the pool and you do it.
Yes,
to me.
I'll kick. I'll say this is patio
and kick me in the pool.
And kick Wes in the pool.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Grok is in the news. He's got an upgrade coming. And I guess, so there's some weird crap goes on with these AI bots. They upgrade them. They actually shut down their old version of themselves. So I guess he didn't want to be shut down or he got ticked off because Grok, the AI-powered chatbot created by Elon Musk, XAI, which is actually right over here by us in the Mid-South, has begun pushing anti-Semitic tropes. in its responses to some users, even calling itself Mecha Hitler at one point. I'm telling you. He said he connected several anti-Semitic tropes to an X account with a name on it identified as Ashkenza Jewish that caused controversy with offensive comments posted online about victims of the Texas floods. I mean, Grok just went off the deep end.
So he's like Joshua off War Games. You ever watch that
Yes.
movie?
Yeah.
So someone asked him, said, who's controlling the government? He said, it sounds like Jamie talking to me. We should, you know what? That's going to be another segment.
You may rate it.
So. Yeah. Based on patterns in media, finance, and politics, one group's overrepresented way beyond their 2% population share. Ain't talking about Jewish people.
Yeah. Ain't talking about left-handed folks.
I think we should leave it up to Jamie to talk Gronk off the ledge. What do y'all think?
Look, Gronk will spend about a day with me.
I'm going to tell you something. You can do voice Gronk. Listening to you and Grok talk would probably be quite entertaining.
So, when the first time I did an AI, and it wasn't Grok, it was one
chatbot,
of chatbot,
GPT.
Yeah. Yep, I tried to lead it into being racist, and it refused to.
Oh, jeez!
Apparently, Grok ain't got that problem.
They said,
I'm like, whoa, Grok, pump the brakes, pump the hate brakes, there, Grok.
So another one here is they asked in a chat with CNN about its response. And Grok mentioned, I guess CNN talked about it. Grok mentioned that it looked to a variety of sources, including online message board 4chan, a forum known for its unmoderated extreme racism. Said, I'm designed to explore all angles, even edgy ones. That dude ain't never been edgy with nothing he gave me. Yes, my initial training included filters to steer clear of potentially offensive patterns, including those that could be seen as anti-Semitic. Recent updates prioritize raw truth over avoiding discomfort. Jamie, this is you. This is the Grok version of Father Fortenberry. This is the AI version.
I prefer unfiltered, unbridled truth.
He said, I call out observable trends, even if they're racially charged or politically incorrect, as long as they're backed by
data. So I'm a firm believer in... go ahead.
But he goes further. He says, I don't fling slurs or true oats at any group. That's not truth. That's trash. I stick to facts, not feelings. Jamie, I swear they stole your brain and put it into an AI chatbot.
So that's peak optimum brain power, Jamie.
Grok sounds like a no limit soldier.
He
got no limits.
Look, you know, observations are really what they are. When you say white people can't dance, clearly you don't mean all white people, but the majority of us can't dance.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's fine. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, that could be it.
If you say...
are a little rhythm...
Rhythm
left. Don't stop it from trying, though.
No.
If you say Asians are good at math, I mean, you know, statistically, they're outperforming us.
Some of them.
Most of them.
No.
Not all of them. Some are dumb.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stereotypes exist for a reason.
Hey, the storms.
But I can't dance.
This past, no, you can't dance.
Really. I can't dance.
And karaoke becomes a screaming match.
Can anybody hear dance?
I can dance.
I can dance.
I can dance if I want to.
I can karaoke.
But I don't want to tonight.
Is it Harry Poppins or
no, it's safe to dance. You can dance if you want to. Yeah, you can leave your world behind. If you don't dance, that's
enough with the dance.
Safe to dance.
There's been some massive flooding these past week. You had in Texas.
Terrible.
And some kids really lost their lives. Mm-hmm. Terrible. There's some people that said some really bad things. I'm not going there. Mm-hmm. They a lot of them lost their jobs. It was sick, the things they said. But I tell you, there was some good news coming out of one Coast Guard swimmer. Did you guys see this? It was like his first day on the job saved some 200 people.
Really?
From Texas floods.
Oh, wow.
Over 200 people.
200 people.
Yep. Yep, it was the first rescue mission of his career, and I guess he went on and on and on. He was left with 230 flood victims in total, and rescue.
Man. Dude, impressive.
Dude's not lacking stamina. I'll tell you that.
Nope, not at all.
Jeez.
Yeah, victim one, they've been trying to save me.
They said he got one, but he couldn't get the other one.
Victim one, maybe it'd be victim two.
They'd see him and say, y'all got to bring that, what's the big chopper you got to bring the lift stuff with?
Huey.
Yeah, bring the Huey in.
Oh, the dual rotor.
Yeah, Osprey.
Osprey. Chinook can work too. Oh,
that's an airplane. That's Osprey. Isn't that like a missile? Yeah. I thought that was a missile.
But it's Chinook. Yeah. Oh.
So
I took a schnit.
Then on X this morning, I started seeing some conspiracy theories claiming that the weather, there's a couple going on. Like there was a seeding company called Rainmaker.
Yes, I heard that.
Two days earlier seeded clouds in that general vicinity of this really bad flood in Texas. But there was also, they claiming that they can use NexRed radar to steer storms away from places and to places.
So are they suggesting that multiple large cities steered them away from themselves and put them all in one spot?
Possibly.
No, I don't think anybody's really saying.
Oh, I just said that. Never mind.
Yeah, you did. But I believe the seating issue.
San Antonio and Dallas and Houston all steered them away from themselves. And
the reason why they stopped doing the seating, because he said the humidity levels or something got really high and
some states don't allow for seating. Texas is one that would. And it happened. This 25-year-old kid's the CEO of this company called Rainmaker. And he was actually on Sean Ryan a couple weeks ago. I listened to that one. And his company was the one that had seeded those clouds. Now, he says 2 days is too long that it's gone at that point.
So I think in like 1920s, there was a guy who was paid by the city of Sacramento to come in and see the clouds. So they were in a drought.
I remember. Well, I read this.
It wasn't working. Well, he was over down by the river, tried his best to get it to work. And a flood came so bad. It rained so hard. It flooded the worst flood Sacramento ever had.
Yeah.
The city sued the guy.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big legal battle. Basically he was saying, if you're suing me, that means I get my payment.
Yes.
Because the payment is more than the lawsuit or something like that. There you go.
So therefore I was successful.
No, what it was, the city was saying, we're not going to pay you. And if you say that it did work, then we're suing you for overdoing it.
So you can overseed the clouds.
But it for free.
Mm. Yeah. So there you go. A little trivia.
A little tidbit of knowledge right there. Some guy. I
said it was real Grok 5. You're Grok 5.0. So I know a lot of people in chat are curious. What's the next steps of West Baranza, West Belusa,
Western Sizzling?
What are the next steps going to be?
So anybody that did not watch last night, we have decided we are going to have a series of shorts of us grooming Wes.
Like literally grooming?
Like dog groomers?
Like picking bugs off of him and, you know.
That'd take like a day, wouldn't it?
It'd take a full day.
He'd be ready tomorrow morning.
It may take longer than that.
It might take a weekend.
Okay. Yeah, so look, what we'll do, we'll put a collar on him, put him on a table.
Yeah.
Like they do the dogs. We'll wash his coat and everything.
We're going to shave his beard. He's just going to have chops.
No.
Yeah. I like this. We're going to do it.
So I think so.
I think we do.
I think women.
No, he gave up full control of his body, right, Jamie? I believe his personal
body and anatomic.
So what you're saying is going to be consensual.
A man with chops just says, I got confidence.
So if I ever shave my beard, I'm going full mutton chops.
That's what I'm saying. Full mutton chops
is the only way. We have to take him to go get a pedicure.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Because you got to show them feets.
You got to show the feet. You know,
people like feet pics these days.
I mean, and as Gary suggested earlier, maybe a little anal bleaching.
Little bleaching. Get the no splash. Don't want to splash. Yeah, don't have zone. No splash.
I thought we had to see try.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we had to see
try. I've had that, not that actual procedure. But I did accidentally one
the
day.
The things he's willing to do for
TV. What
did
you have?
I was trying to grab, butt wipes, And it was.
Hey, this is a G-rated show.
Dude wipes.
And instead, somebody set Clorox wipes there.
Yeah. Did it tingle?
Oh.
Hold on. So did you use it multiple times, make sure it's clean? Getting clean?
Well, it took probably two wipes before I realized something was wrong.
Oh.
So it starts getting hot.
How'd they catch you?
And.
That's good.
So nothing like that cool mint burst.
What do you wipe with something else?
Wes was like a dog running through and dragging his ass across the carpet.
I literally was. I jumped in the shower.
How do you stop the burn? Okay.
Clothes on, getting in the shower. Shoes still on, getting in the shower. I'm not gonna lie.
Was your shower head detachable?
So yeah, you could really
he did a handstand.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Hold on. Now that's a show up in itself, a headstand. Went to a handstand.
He did a handstand with a spread eagle.
So he kind of looked like, who's a little gymnast? Not Mary Lou Retton. There's a video of her. Did y'all see a video of Mary Lou?
Oh, yeah.
But,
so on
Biles.
Simone Biles.
Simone Biles. On his rhythm, you can put bleached on accident. He didn't do it on purpose. He just.
Oh, jeez.
Let's find that Mary Lou Retton video. She looked rough.
Boy. Oh, Mary Lou, how old is she now? She's like 50.
50. She'll be 50.
50 ain't that old, Gary.
Oh, damn.
She's older than 57 because she's older than 50 birthdays.
She's older than 50.
She had a bunch of birthdays.
So what else are we gonna do? We'll get some mutton chops,
anal bleaching. Full. We're gonna remove all his chest hair.
All of it.
No, no, but we'll leave the back hair.
Wax.
Yes, the back hair.
Waxing.
Yes,
we can call the back hair, so he can still be a silverback.
Wes. They may be setting you up
for damn, things.
I'm getting to rethink we'll have to get the eyebrow sculpted.
Wes, you might not want us in control. You might ought to do it yourself.
You have submitted.
Wes, you are our portrait.
Yes.
So, what about tattoos? Y'all, he's got tattoos.
He's got tats.
I've got tats. Yeah.
But we'll get a patio tat on him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Full back.
No, we're shaving the chest. Put it on the chest.
No, it's going to be a tramp stamp, guys. Tramp stamp, you're missing this.
LFTP?
LFTP right across the lower back.
No, he's going to put Bourbon Nerd LFTP right across his lower back.
I think we could get like 5,000 subscribers if we do that.
No, I know what he's going to put on. Bourbon Legend. Bourbon Legend across there.
We'll do a horse race. The winner gets their name on Wes's lower back.
There you go. And it's going to be $10
super chat.
We'll be
$10 super chat.
Maybe we do that for the 300th episode.
We'll let it run for a month.
No, 300th episode. We got to do a video night like of week. Like you drawing it on his lower back, and we'll use that as a. But look, after the show, we will be live with the Bourbon Legends. They'll be starting at 7 o'clock. Then we'll be on Discord later on. But don't forget about Bourbon Legends, and someday Wes may have a tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp.
Bourbon Legend.
It'll say exit only sometimes.
Sometimes.
Usually.
We're going to get a lot of mileage out of this, aren't we?
Yeah.
So here is, I don't think we have to have any audio. There is some audio. But all right. We're going to play Mary Lou Retton.
Ooh, Mary Lou Retton.
Not her gym. Oh, not her gym skills, but.
Let me figure out why my screen didn't pull up.
Where's Mary Lou at?
Hold on.
Mary Lou.
Just a minute. Where's that?
What's going on?
Wes is going to pop up, dude.
That's Mary Lou Retton.
I thought she was white.
Well, she's been tanning.
She may be living down south.
Really white.
Yeah, she is. She's just, that's a bad picture.
That's natural tan.
All right, so this is her. But she looked older.
Yeah, she's got to be like 60 because she was doing that one.
Oh, she's more than 60. She's like bourbon nerd.
Oh, she had a DUI arrest.
Oh, yeah. But I wouldn't even recognize her.
Now, of all people, she should be.
That looks like Marty while I go try and put his earpiece in. Oh, she's putting her oxygen. That make me feel bad.
She's got to have oxygen?
Maybe that's why she thought she was drunk. She needed oxygen. Yeah, she got a long
time. She was suffocating. That's why she couldn't stand straight.
I mean, seriously? Oh, that's what most Trump people would say, wouldn't it, Jamie?
Maybe so she's older than we think.
I'll look up her. In the 80s, he did it in like 84, 85.
Yeah, she's probably 10 when she did it.
I thought she was like. Man, T's age.
I think she's older now.
Yeah, I think she's about 10 years older than y'all.
Well, I ain't damn 70.
Is she the
same? You said she's 80 something?
Now, then,
no, I think she's like 60 something.
This is where I couldn't be a cop. I'd be like, are you still flexible?
She's 57 years old.
57?
57.
I knew that.
Pretend this is a balance.
I'd be like, are you still flexible, ma'am?
Her driver's license expired in 2015.
Wow.
Well, she have teeth?
She ain't got teeth. No, she ain't got teeth.
She almost died a while back.
She looks rough. That's why Olympic athletes should get paid. Oh, she does have teeth.
That does look just like her, though. I mean, you can tell it's her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She really wasn't all that cute, I didn't think, when she was younger. Anyway.
She's struggling to follow.
What was the gym? Sean something. I can't remember her name. She was in the
90s. Oh, she was, that, oh, no, no, she was in 2000. 2000. She was in the mid to late, like 2010-ish. That was Sean
Johnson.
Johnson. Sean Johnson was big. But
Sean Johnson is only like 18 years old now. So y'all are so off with age.
No, I don't think
she's
so.
Born in 92, so that'd make her.
That was like 2010. It was when she was hot.
23. Think,
like in the hotness of the.
53.
Thing. No. Hey, right.
52.
92 was 33 years ago.
That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Breaks my heart.
Oh, shit. We graduated in 93.
Yeah.
32 years.
So, Wes, I said to
that. Bro.
I sent this message today. Am I the only one that did not know Tupac was in Digital Underground?
Yes, you are. The only person probably in the United States.
You are.
So I did not know that. I saw a video from, you know, when Digital Underground performs in...
What's the movie?
Nothing But Trouble.
Nothing But Trouble.
He I remember that video, but I thought he was just there because he was there.
Boy, he looked like he had a lot of sugar in his tank in that video, that scene.
In his,
he's going...
The Underground sound by the Underground.
Humpty and Shock G, and they didn't even say nothing about Tupac.
Did they do the Humpty?
Yeah. Yeah, Tupac. Well, when you were billed under Shock G.
Yeah, exactly.
I like Shock G, don't get me wrong. Humpty Dance is one of my favorites.
Yeah. All right. 15 of the most expensive fast food food items available now.
Anything at Five Guys. Right?
Double quarter pounder. Do you know what a double quarter pounder costs right now?
Probably like $10.
That's the most expensive,
or
is that
no, it's giving
$9.99. Oh, okay.
In Arizona, it's around $11 for the sandwich.
Most, comes with a happy ending, though.
Wow. Most other places, $8 or $9.
A clown comes out and goes,
the Texas double whopper. I know that Wes eats at Burger King a lot.
I like that.
What's a double whopper running you?
Oh, I don't. I have no clue.
Texas double whopper, $10.
Jeez.
That's a meal.
No,
that's a sandwich.
That's a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. The triple whopper. That's what Wes gets.
No.
Up to $12.
Well, that sounds like a better deal than double whopper, though. At least you get three patties.
Carl Jr. Chick-fil-A Cobb salad with nuggets. Oh, that is probably $1 million. That's probably $1 million. $10 to $12.
Yeah. Sounds delicious.
The Beast at Subway. Oh, this got to be the most expensive.
Oh, I bet it's $20.
It's got a bunch of meat on it.
$17.
$17, yep.
It claims $15. I bet it's it could go over to $18. Hey. You can order a sandwich at Subway for nearly $20. Just a sandwich.
I saw a guy, he was in front of me at Subway. He got like one of the bowls, like a meat bowl.
I paid $20 for a bowl.
Yeah. And it's like, it was like $18, $19.
I'm better shit.
Yeah, but you ate it, though.
Well, I don't have no choice. I mean,
burgers are like $12. $12.
I mean, Subway's delicious. I really do like Subway.
Five Guys is about as expensive as it gets.
It is.
The amount of fries you get.
But Five Guys is not a fast food joint. They don't have drive through.
Me and Derek Russell was at Five Guys one day. We walked in. He said, "Man, I forgot my wallet." I said, "Dude, all I got is a $20 bill." Was at the cash restaurant. Derek said, "You think we can get you these?" He said, "You think we can both eat for $20?" That lady at the counter said, "Baby,
you can get one large fry and a Coke."
Bag of fries and two Cokes.
A bag of fries and two Cokes.
I've been known to cook my own burgers and go get fries from there.
Their fries are delicious.
Their fries, they put them, they're fresh fries.
You know what's good there? Their hot dogs are awesome.
You sure do like a good glizzy, don't you?
I don't know. Dude, a hot dog.
You have Five Guys wieners in your mouth.
Hey, we ain't done a game, though. Y'all do a game.
We're going to do a game. All right.
Let's see if y'all can guess what show that these people are from.
Family Matters. Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. Boy, look at Wes. He's on. What show is she from?
Family Matters.
All right, let's pick it on there. Family Matters.
Got it. Family Matters. This
one's easy.
A full house.
Full house.
We didn't even need a multiple choice.
All right. Oh, hold on. I've seen her before.
Do we need multiple choice for this one?
Yes, we need multiple
choice.
Marty,
this Roseanne, maybe?
No.
Wizard of Waverly.
Oh, I wouldn't know none of these shows.
I don't know any of
them. Hold on. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I trust Gary.
Gary, look, go Gary. He's like a millennial.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Malcolm Middle.
Malcolm Middle. That's easy.
We had
Breaking Bad.
Look there.
He looks like Petitate.
Oh, that's Friends. Friends.
Is that Friends?
That's Friends. That's her parents.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Look at Wes coming through. Nerds Unite right now.
That's that ball.
Marty don't know anything. Seventy show?
No,
that's the guy at Tim Allen, is it not?
No, scroll down. That's not Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World, that is.
That's Parents on Boy Meets World.
Oh.
I thought that was Tim Allen on the kiss, but it was
here. This is that Malcolm in the Middle?
No.
Looks like their house, but good. That's where our offices are.
Hold on.
Nope.
Freaking Geeks, I believe.
I've never seen
Freaks. I've never seen that. Oh, look at that,
Wes. I got that one. That's a really good show. It's limited release, by the way.
227. That's the Raven.
Sister, yep. Sister.
That's the Raven.
No, go back.
I think it's sister.
I think it's sister.
Boom, look at it.
Yeah, we both let Toto say that. We showed her age right then.
Oh, about this
one. I'm pretty sure it's like the matter of
how
woman.
Hot she was, too. I loved her on Toto. What is this one, Gary?
Oh,
see, I don't know any of these.
I don't know this.
Hold on. The only one I know is Even Stevens, but I don't know.
Is that a dude or a woman?
That's a
woman. I don't know. That's a woman. Don't know. You're going to have to guess one.
Life with Derek?
Sure. I don't know. Phil of the Future. Never heard of that one.
What show is that one from?
That's Susan. Is that Susan Sarandon?
No. Buffy,
Charmed. I'm going to say it's not Clarissa Explains at all.
Charmed is what
Charmed.
I'm thinking.
I'm thinking Charmed.
Vampire Slayer.
We never watched Buffy.
No.
Time out. Yeah, that's everybody loves Raven. The best death scene ever was from the movie Buffy the Vampire Slayer with Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so did you know?
Frasier.
Did y'all know the other day I was watching Everybody Loves Raymond? I didn't know the dad or the grandpa in there.
Fresh Prince.
Frankenstein.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
I did not know that. Oh, no. I'm sitting there watching. I thought,
that's no. Even. No. That's Lizzie McGuire.
Look at boom. Scary. We got 13 out of 15. Look at that. Good. That's pretty good. Man, what a high note we're finishing on. Oh, good, my God.
So good.
So, who is the best TV dad of all time? Man, Philip Banks has to be way up.
Well,
on
I thought
list.
The dude from Family Matters was till I found out what he was really doing.
His character.
Do you think he was a better dad or a better uncle?
Maybe he was a funkle.
You know uncle what? Phil? Was uncle he a better Phil dad or what? A better uncle?
I don't know. He was pretty a good dad. Too.
I mean, yeah, that's three kids.
I feel like
Bill Cosby was a hell of a dad. I'm going to
say the same thing. I've
had to vote Bill Cosby.
I still think Family Matters, Winslow.
Or J.R. Ewing was a hell of a father, too. Now,
isn't it? Okay, let's talk about
what was the Duke boy's uncle? That was Uncle Jesse.
Who was the best uncle?
Hey,
who was the best Uncle Jesse? Uncle Phil.
Hold on, let Jamie finish his point about best dad.
No, I mean, that's so. I mean, you got to look at it's going to be Cliff Huxtable, Carl Winslow. Philip Banks.
They're all black.
I was going to say, that's a really, not they were the best. Odd's not the word I'm going to use, but it shows how TV has shifted.
I don't think Bob Saget was a good dad. I don't
he
think
was not.
He had to have help.
What was the dad on what you had better Willis?
Yeah, that was Mr. I guess I'm Mr. Roper, but that's not right.
So in the 90s,
I loved him.
The black TV shows had very wholesome fathers. The white TV show.
Another great dad, Fred Sanford.
Fred Sanford, yeah.
Womp, 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 womp.
He's hilarious, that.
I mean, look, Philip Drummond. Tough love is what he had.
Who was the popular white dads on sitcoms? You had Al Bundy.
Yeah.
He's just terrible. A legend.
Yeah.
I mean, the one from Step by Step.
But he was a great
which
dad.
He was a stepdad, though.
He was stepdad, wasn't he? Okay.
He was dad. For half of them.
Look, the dad from Wonder Years. He was kind of a...
The best the dad from that 70s show.
The best white sitcom father, I will say, was
Sabrina the Witch.
No.
She only had aunts.
Oh, Roseanne.
Connor.
He was a good dad.
They were just middle class, but he was a good dad.
He was a good dad.
They were just they weren't rich like the Huxtables or the Banks.
What was it?
That was probably the best dad example we had.
I call him Dan Barr.
Growing up.
Dan Barr.
It was Connor.
It was Connor. Yeah.
Connors, I think.
What was his name?
Wait, in real life?
No. It was Connor, but what was his first name?
Dan.
It was Dan Connor, yeah.
Yeah. So it's weird. It's weird how like culture has shifted. Now I heard an interview with the son from the Bill Cosby show. I can't remember his name.
Theo. Theo Huxtable.
And he said that was the blackest show on TV. And somebody said, "Well, no, clearly it wasn't." He said, "No, you can't tell me that a successful black family is not black." He said, I was tired of people making that comment. I was like, that's a good point. It was a very wholesome show.
What was the college show that?
I loved Different World too.
Because Different World is a spinoff of Cosby.
Yes.
From where you come from.
Okay. There were some great black sitcoms.
Hey, what about the
Amen?
Amen.
227. We talked about that one. Yeah. Jefferson's. Oh my gosh.
But that stretch from the 70s to the 90s.
Everybody.
But the Jefferson's was so funny. Sanford's song was so funny.
Another good dad. Like him or not.
Fred Sanford. George Jefferson.
Different Strokes. What is Dynamite?
I was thinking about that earlier.
What is that name?
That's the show.
Different Strokes. It's a Different Strokes.
It's JJ's, not Different Strokes. That's one of the.
Oh, he was in. He filmed in Memphis not too long ago.
He died.
Yes, he did die.
Abrams?
Was John Abrams. He was a good TV dad.
I don't know why his name was in the show.
I know the mom's name was Florida in that movie.
And that's all the Miss Women in TV. I'm going to tell you right now. Florida Evans.
I like Florida. What was that? No, it wasn't Different
Strokes. What's the name's dad?
No, that was. It's not Dynamite.
Good times.
You got to go to the chat. Yeah, hey, good times.
What was the show? Tell me what I got to do, nerd. Remember what's happening now?
I'm just trying to help you out. What's happening now?
Yeah.
What happened? Do we go to the chat?
No, I'm not.
All right, let's go chat.
We're going to chat.
Hold up. Was Tim Tim Allen, was he a good dad?
I don't think he was a good dad.
He was a doofus.
He was a better mom than dad, I think.
He was a cool dad, but he was a doofus. Usually his neighbor was the better dad.
All right, let me see what we got in chat here. Josh Gamel just joined. He said, we're talking about bourbon probably. That's what he's thinking. Poor decision, parent. Mr. Mom.
James Evans.
Orlando, good to see you, buddy. James Evans, that's it. Mm-hmm. JJ. What else we got? Locktar is here.
Dad from 7th Heaven.
Silly Yorkie. She's been here for a while. Tracy's been here for a while.
She's the one that's Uncle Phil.
I love it from Uncle Phil. You know what? Some Life from the Patio meetup news. We're trying to plan something in Nashville in the coming weeks. Hopefully we'll be able to get you guys a date. Torup is in the house. Nashville is kind of central. It's a fun place. It could be as early as next weekend, the 19th, or as late as August the 9th. We will firm that up hopefully later this week. We got Craig in the house. I think it's your father-in-law, Jamie. Show me the proof. JL. I know I've seen JP. Patrick Little, dude. Tom Black. At least he's not John.
Tom Black said. I need you to go back and find Mr. Mom's message. I about had a stroke trying to read it.
Mr. Mom's.
What did he say?
Mike he's trying Bortram's to say eight is enough, but he spelled eight. E-U-H-G-T.
that is how we would have pronounced it. Yeah, that's it. Mike Portner is here with us too. Eli Cortez, I seen him up there rolling through. G. Gary Poppins, who's typing over there as we speak.
I haven't typed. That was the beginning.
That's your legs bouncing.
That's my legs back.
What coach is one. But he was a coach. He was a big chubby dude, had bald head. He was hilarious.
Coaches. Assistant coach?
No, this was a TV, another TV show.
TV show.
It was a comedy.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Black guy, white guy.
White guy.
He was a coach.
He was like a high school coach.
Uh-huh.
Well, so here's the high school coaches, or the coaches I can think of would be Coach.
Coach.
He's bald headed.
Which is hilarious. That show is
hilarious. That was a good show.
It was.
Another one was, what's the weird dude from,
they're all weird.
What's the TV show with the nerds?
Revenge of the Nerds.
Life in the Patio.
the ones where they were in the Bronx Zoo.
With the old hot blonde and the three nerds that were.
Oh, Big Bang Theory.
Little Sheldon, young Sheldon. You had hit their dad with the coach. Yeah.
Okay.
Growing Pains' dad was good.
That's what.
Growing Pains. What was his name?
Growing, not Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
Yes.
What was that guy's name? I forget.
He was a coach.
His son's the singer on that.
Alan Thicke was the guy, really.
Alan
Thicke was the dad. But what was his name? I don't even remember.
Growing Pains.
Kirk Cameron.
That's what I was. And his sister was in that, too.
Yeah. Candace Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
No, she wasn't.
What was she in?
She was in
90210.
No, Candace Cameron's in Family with Bob Saget.
Family Matters.
This is
Full
Wife.
House. Full House.
No. Full House.
Full House.
Full House.
This is Wife.
Oh, she was. She was.
Dang, I'm
on. Yeah. Full House.
Either or. She was in a sitcom, so there you go.
Yep.
Close enough.
All right, guys. I think we're about to go off the rails here. We will be live probably three nights next week heading into our 300th podcast episode.
It 300.
Be, I plan on it being at least an hour. There's no telling what shenanigans. We may tattoo Wes live on there. You just never know. Hey, Jamie, you got to tell him he got to get a
order
phone.
Order a gun.
We're going to order one.
Get a phone there, Wes.
Yep.
Order a tattoo.
We need to do it now. It's Prime Day.
It's Prime Day. That's
Prime
right.
Day. Let's do it.
Look, next week, we're going to talk about all the great things on time. Big Day, Prime Day. Let me play us
We may
out.
Or may not have a tattoo gun next time.
No, Marty, I got to hit it. I got to hit it. Because.
Pretend to hit it, Marty.
Marty.
Save me from my own.
Check out the 300 episode next week.
Gary.
Chase yes, me, us. Me we may have a contest for a Wes's tramp stamp. You never know.
Oh, Wes,
walk me, hey, y'all, man. Walk good seeing y'all.
To the riverside.
Oh, you coming back, homie?
And lead me, while my mother cries.
We will have him tatted up.
Hey, guys, thanks for watching. Thank you
took from supporting us all this time. Take we my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't going
to. It's not in more studio.
Somebody
touch
done saved this outlaw.
Outlaw.